Can you keep a secret? I know everyone has secrets, but mine's different. Kind of weird. Sometimes I have nightmares where I get found out and locked up in a zoo or a scientist's laboratory. It all started in year 7 when swimming lessons began. It was the first Wednesday afternoon of my new school, and I was so looking forward to it. Mum hates swimming and always used to change the subject when I asked why I couldn't learn. "But we live on a boat," I'd say. "We're surrounded by water." "You're not getting me in there," she'd reply. "Just look at all the pollution. You know what it's like when the day cruisers have been in. Now stop arguing and come and help me with the vegetables." She even kept me out of swimming lessons all the way through primary school, said it was unhealthy. "All those bodies mixing in the same water," she'd shudder. "Not for us, thank you very much." And that would be that, the end of discussion, till the first Wednesday afternoon of year 7. Objects disappeared from the places where they had been left one night and reappeared the next in what could only be described, but never was, as an outbreak of outright magic. Other happenings, such as wild animals walking quietly down the street in broad daylight, or eerie windstorms blowing up out of the clear blue sky, were so common as not even to be worth a mention by Wormsbury dwellers. The frequent earth tremors were inconvenient to the China, but the townsfolk were quite used to them too, and tended to brush away any stray outsiders' questions rather brusquely, followed by muttered remarks about daft folk who should mind their own business and let ours alone. Duck was speedy. Duck was quick. He crossed the carpet, lickety-split. He won every race, knew every trick, for Duck was the fastest toy. Engine, tractor, dumper truck, none of the others could quite keep up. No one could race as fast as Duck, for Duck was the fastest toy.